The chairman of the Kukumpi Spare Parts Dealers Association, Manuel Aluti, says indiscipline among members led to last Friday's fire that gutted the market. He said though the rules and regulations governing operations in the market debar members from setting fires in or around the market, members flout the laws with impunity. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Aluti said the association is sourcing funds to relocate to a new site at Anya.
It was very devastating in the sense that a lot of, almost 200 thereabouts, went up in flame, with the hand spare parts or crafts running into thousands of Ghana cities. You cannot quantify the cost because the area that this fire went out covers a very large place, and sort of materials that is still there, and people have their complete cars all burnt, all structured. You cannot quantify it. It's above any imagination.
Do you know what caused the fire?
We were told that somebody was burning rubbish around the place. And when you, as the chairman of the association, we have a regulation that we don't burn materials in the market because of the way our structures are. Kukumpi came up from 1963 when the Nigerians who were operating the second spare parts were located there. And the structures that they put up in 1963, about 40-something years now. So that law has been in existence for all this period until indiscipline cropped up from view. Yes, that's about 2-3 years ago when these tenor problems came up. And so we've been governing ourselves with these bylaws that you don't burn waste materials, especially like leather, foam. All that you do, if you want to burn, you do it early in the morning or while people are still around. So that in the case of any hazard, people can just come around and give hand. But because the leadership is in a state of indiscipline, people were doing anything at all. The second thing was also that there's a bylaw that we don't sleep in the market. We don't cook there. And these things have been going on. And so what happened was that we can easily say that it is about indiscipline.
You were making moves to relocate to Anya. What happens to that?
Since I assumed the chairmanship in 2006, we were working with the Busak Fund for the relocation. That is on the advocacy. We've got to a point where the landlord said he was taking over the running of the market. He said, no, then let's move. And some of our members went behind leadership to team up with the landlord. And this whole thing happened. But when you contact the Ghana South Assembly, they will tell you we are still in contact with the assembly, develop the site. Then they are sourcing for some external funding to put up the complex.
Chairman of the Kukumpi Spare Parts Dealers Association, Emmanuel Aluti, in that interview with Radio Ghana. The Deputy Public Relations Officer of the Ghana Fire Service, Billy Anaglate, for his part, says the public should be responsible in the manner in which they handle fire. He told George Ankra that ignorance and carelessness are major factors leading to fire outbreaks. Mr. Anaglate's comments were in reaction to the destruction of property and life in two fire outbreaks at Ekropong in the eastern region and Kukumpi in Accra.
Well, I should say that for you to put it outright that the fire service has not been able to do well, I think it is not in place. Because if we look at the Kukumpi fire recently, that has happened, had it not been for fire service, I believe that the building that is standing out now should have been raised down in fire. But because we'll be able to put out our operational efficiency in a professionalism, we'll be able to ensure that we protect those buildings as of now. What actually happened, if I should use Kukumpi fire as a point of example, is that when the first tender got to the scene, they have been prevented from having access to the fire ground.
Why?
With a simple reason that they came in late. During the firefighting, we have initiated our investigation, of which we had information that people, as usual, were burning papers and ties at the close of the day. When they were doing this and the fire was out of hand, they tried on their own to see if they would be able to fight it. It was until they realized that nothing could be done because the fire was spreading very fast that they called fire service. All this time that they were waiting to see if they would be able to fight it, if they were to call the fire service, we have gotten there in a good time and be able to save some of those property from getting involved in this fire. Say that the fire service has not been able to fight these fires, I think you are not fair to fire service.
The report we have received is that you used diesel-driven fire tenders to the place, and so your people were afraid that if they go too close to the fire, they were going to be inflamed themselves. Why should you use diesel-driven tenders to the place?
That is a fallacy. Several vehicles have been driven on diesel. Does it mean that when they get close to fire, quickly they will be burned?
How about gas? They say you use gas-driven vehicles.
There is no gas in our fire tenders. No fire engine is having gas in it.
How about the excuse they gave that you didn't have hydrants in the area?
Oh, of course, yes. It is true that we were not having any hydrant, that we have to travel from Kokompe to Kwashima in search of water. But it is not the responsibility of the fire service to install hydrants anywhere. It is the responsibility of water company to ensure that every 80 meters, based on the facilities within, either 80 or 100 meters interval, hydrants are supposed to be scattered all over, so that in case of any firefighting, we will have uninterrupted water supply to be able for us to fight this fire.
Mr. Naglate asked victims of fire outbreaks to contact the service on time to assist them put out such fires. He said although government is doing its best to provide the service with equipment, more than 100 districts have not yet benefited from fire tenders.
At the moment as we are talking, the government have been able to be so committed to their promise, and we have taken delivery of 79 new fire engines with the highest water capacity of 3,000 gallons. We are so grateful to the government for doing this. That one is only the first consignment of those equipment we'll be getting. But I want to tell you, at the moment we are talking, we have 132 fire stations and 9 fire posts. I am talking of 79 fire engines that have been given. And you agree with me that these 79 does not suffice to be at all these 132 fire stations that we are having. Akropon is not having a fire tender. It is because that for now, the distribution was based on hazards within the area. After when tenders arrive, we will ensure that each station have a fire tender. So if today Akropon is not having a fire tender, it is no news.
Mr. Naglate, how about the old fire tenders? Have you abandoned them? Why wouldn't you maintain them?
I said it that we have 132 fire station.
And I'm finding out how about the old fire tenders that you
have. That is what I'm saying, that the old ones, we try severally to maintain them, and some of them are still working, but just that they are not reliable. If I should give you the last time that we were giving tenders, you would agree with me that these tenders are old enough because of the pressure on them. We have not abandoned them. We keep maintaining them, and we are ensuring that some of those ones go to some of the smaller communities and stations. As we are expecting new ones to come, then we'll be able to replace those old ones and to ensure that efficiency is put to work.
But Mr. Naglate, the public is not satisfied with your performance. What will you say to that?
Well, I don't have anything to say to blame the public. I only say that it is out of ignorance, because our work is so technical that anybody outside the job that we are doing will look at it differently. So if they are saying that they are not satisfied, I only say that they should help themselves for us to help them, so that when there is even a fire outbreak, the moment they detect the fire, they should call the fire service. When they call us and we get there in good time, they will see what we'll be able to do to protect them. But when you delay in calling the fire service and you come back to blame the fire service, I think they are not just being fair to fire service, to ensure that they contribute to saving their own lives and property.
Before I allow you to go, you said earlier that when your people got to Kokompe, they were prevented from going to fight the fire. Why would they do that? Did you read sabotage? Do you think they were sabotaging the system there or government?
No, once again, I will say it was out of ignorance that when your property is on fire and whoever might have called the fire service, and from the information we had that you called the fire service late when you realized that things were out of hand, and that we got there to assist you, and you are saying that because we came in late that you will block us from having access. I think it is out of ignorance that they did what they did, not in an issue of sabotage, but just that they were ignorant of what they were doing. Because seriously, I would not be able to comprehend what could have made anybody to prevent a fire engine from getting in there to protect it. Once again, and I'm saying that had it not been that we were able to get there and to be able to do what was expected of the fire service, I believe that the whole area, including residential dwellings, too, have been razed down by this fire.
Billy Anaglate, Deputy PRO of the Ghana National Fire Service, talking to George Ankram.